misdiagnosed as pneumonia was completely gone, and they were able to take him off of forced oxygen. They had him on for 4 days. This is what they're doing in the hospitals. The hospital that my father-in-law was being treated with, they stood behind their protocols. That night when we left, after they put him on Lasix for 4 hours and his breathing improved, the hospital administrators called my wife's family and said, we are taking him off the Lasix now permanently.
So normally, if you have an edema in the lungs, it's the right heart which is insufficiently pumping. So there is a failure of the right heart, and the right heart is pumping through the blood through the lungs. And if there is a big resistance in the lungs, the right heart gets weakened. Or you can have lots of water. You can have lots of water when you have a kidney failure, and then it's the amount of water in the body. But I wonder when there's a kidney failure, mostly Lasix doesn't help so much. You have to go to the dialysis and to get the water out. And I wonder, it's very difficult to distinguish the many possible reasons why such things happen. But the timely connection between taking a new drug and then the symptoms starting, this makes me think, we should really consider all those cases and find out how is the pattern mechanism, how is it really working, and it's very clear that the drug remdesivir has no indication for virus diseases. Up to now, we don't know any positive effect of this drug. We only know toxic effects. So this was for sure a wrong decision to give it to so many patients with a positive PCR test, which is very, very, it's criminal what happened.
And can I ask you the... was there, like, in the second study that you mentioned, the one where they took the patients from China Japan and US and Europe or whatever, these 53 patients, was there also a control group, or was it just observing these 53 patients?
It was just those 53 patients, and it was only treating those 53 patients with remdesivir. What was odd to me was they used that study and the Ebola study, Fauci quoted as the evidence behind why we are going to use this drug on all Americans. Like, it made no sense to me. He knew the Ebola study was a failure for remdesivir. Mm-hmm. He knew it didn't even make it to the end of the study. Why did he put it in there? It's just barbaric, and it's evil to me. The PCR test, I love that you keep bringing that up. Thank you very much. The actual CDC pushed out papers to every hospital and medical facility in the United States in March 2020 and gave them new guidelines of how to diagnose this new COVID-19 for cases of COVID-19. They actually put in writing, if you find in your clinics or in your hospitals that a patient appears with flu-like symptoms and they test positive for influenza A or B, but test negative for pneumonia, and you do the PCR test and it's negative for COVID, you can ask the patient what city they live in. And if that city has any positive COVID cases, you can list this person as a positive COVID-19 case, mm-hmm. and we will pay you 20% more for every Medicare patient.
Yeah.
Versus a flu diagnosis.
Wolfgang, warte mal. Please repeat that. That's not just disturbing, that's criminal.
That's a giant positive.
No, this is how they've exaggerated all cases.
Holy
You can go to, you have to write this down. Go to rens-law.com. Thomas Renz is who is suing the Department of Health and Human Services over the CDC exaggerating cases for COVID-19 and then allowing for the first time ever creating a new code for cause of death of COVID-19 in 2020. Not only did the CDC allow them to exaggerate and put positive COVID-19 cases as the cause of illness when it was never even tested positive, even with the PCR test, which is super inaccurate, but they allowed for the first time ever also in this lawsuit, you can read the law documents, which the CDC documents are in there. They actually published a new diagnosis cause of death code U70.1, or it might be U70.1.
It's the WHO ECD code. There were two new ones. There were two new ones, and one was when the test is positive, and the other was when you have symptoms and you had contact with someone. This is why I said, if a hospital has a nurse which runs through all the rooms and through all the, and is positive, all the patients in the hospital could be charged as COVID-19 patients. So it was ridiculous, this diagnosis the WHO allowed the hospitals to use. These were incentives which were not okay. But I have to correct myself. I was speaking about the water in the body, and you know you have the circulation is like an eight, and the heart is in the center. So the blood goes through the lung and comes from the body, goes through the lung, gets oxygen, then goes to the left atrium, goes to the left side of the heart, and is pumped through the body again. So it's like an eight. And if there is a heart failure, the water always is there, is in front of the pump. So when you have a whole heart is a failure, you have a low pressure. And you have maybe water in the lungs and in the body. And if you have a failure of the right heart, you have the water in the body. You have it, for instance, in the stomach, in the legs, and so in the swollen legs and such things. If you have a failure of the left heart, you have an edema in the lungs. And this is what you meant with the X-ray. This is the differential diagnosis between pneumonia and edema. There are certain signs in X-ray where you can distinguish this. But if you have a good X-ray, you can very well distinguish this. But there are other possibilities to distinguish this. Your laboratory data you can use to distinguish this. It's not so difficult to distinguish this. Thank you. I'm sorry, I had to correct it a little bit. It was not the very correct picture I gave it the first time.
Wolfgang, is this you did a great job. Wolfgang, is das diese Milchlunge?
Ja, die Milchglastrübung. Das ist die Milchglastrübung, die berühmte, die man den Ärzten vorgelegt hat. Und dann hat man sie erraten lassen, was es ist. Und man hat in diesen Studien, wo Ärzte denn das differenzieren sollten, was die Ursache ist, hat man gesehen, dass das nicht geklappt hat in ganz vielen Fällen. Dass das also sehr, sehr unsicher war. Sodass diese Milchglastrübung alleine, wenn das eine schlechte Röntgenqualität ist zum Beispiel, oder wenn man es nicht weiter differenzieren kann mit einer guten Vergrößerung oder mit zusätzlichen Verfahren, so ist das nicht so ganz sicher in der Klinik. Das wird häufig falsch interpretiert. Zusammen mit dem klinischen Bild, mit Fieber oder Nicht-Fieber zum Beispiel, mit Laborwerten und solchen Dingen, kann das dann sehr schön ein Mosaiksteinchen sein, mit dem man die Diagnose dann sicherer machen kann.
So, aber die Milchglas. Lass mich kurz übersetzen. Also Dr. Ades hat geschildert, was da bei diesem Einsatz von Remdesivir eigentlich tatsächlich passiert ist. Er sagt, sind die Nieren dicht gemacht worden, die hat man abgeschaltet durch dieses Medikament. Sodass dann die Lungen sich, die unteren Lungen, also im abdominalen Lungen, sich mit Wasser gefüllt haben. Wenn die Nieren nicht mehr weitermachen, dann läuft man eben langsam voll. Erst im Bauchraum, dann immer weiter, bis man eigentlich ertrinkt, so sagt er. Das wurde falsch diagnostiziert als Secondary Pneumonia, also als Lungenentzündung. Das kann man erkennen, wenn man sich das Röntgenbild anguckt, dann sieht das nämlich, so hat er es geschildert, wenn man das hat, dann sieht das nämlich aus wie Cauliflower, was heißt das nochmal, Blumenkohl. In Wahrheit, sagt er, war das was ganz anderes. In Wahrheit war das eben keine Lungenentzündung, sondern ein pulmonares Lungenödem, genau, pulmonary edema. Und da ist alles voller Wasser. Und das sieht man dann als gerade Linie. Also so einen Wasserstand kann man da tatsächlich sehen. Das hat er wieder in Bezug auf seinen Schwiegervater gesetzt. Bei dem ist ja ebenfalls eine Falschbehandlung erfolgt. Also hätte man eigentlich mit Lasix behandeln müssen, ist aber nicht passiert. Die haben zwar gesagt, sie haben es getan, sie haben es aber nicht getan. Er hat den dann, als er sich das Röntgenbild angeguckt hat, gesagt, hey, der muss doch Lasix kriegen, haben sollen, machen wir jeden Tag. Stellte sich aber raus, das stimmt nicht. Und irgendwann haben sie ihn von Lasix wieder runtergenommen, weil sie dachten, jetzt klappt's, auch vom Beatmen.